I'm Tyler Grinna, and I'm here with my former second grade teacher, Callie Ross, and her husband, Wes, a high school football coach in Great Falls, Montana. About 2 years ago, their five-year-old son, Troy, was diagnosed with pulmonary capillaritis, an extremely rare condition that causes Troy's immune system to attack his lung tissue. Troy is one of only about 10 in the nation with this disease. Callie and Wes talk about the challenges they've had to overcome during this hectic period of their lives and their hopes for Troy's future.
So it was Monday of Labor Day. We had just gone back to school, and he was acting just like he had like a cold.
I was really in a denial stage. I didn't know what was going on. I expected he just had a cold. With Callie being a teacher, me coaching football, Kennedy starting school, I thought somebody brought home a cold.
Wes went to practice and then came home, and we needed to run some errands. I mean, needed to go to Ace Hardware and Spirit Halloween and went to Ace Hardware, and they were inside with Kennedy, and Troy and I were in the car, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and he was just turning a little blue up above his lip. So I took a picture and sent it to my mother-in-law, and she said we needed to go to the emergency room right away. So it was a very fast progression from normal. He was walking, talking, telling us to leave him alone, to, you know, intubated and not conscious.
I actually closed the door on the ambulance and thought, is that the last time I'm ever going to see my son?
I can't recollect anything besides, you know, they just kept saying, oh, we're going to give him more medication. And, you know, I mean, they got us to Seattle Children's, and here it was, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they had like a team of 20 people waiting for us. And then, you know, they sit and they talk to you, and you're just thinking that maybe you'll wake up at some point.
It's very difficult when you look at your son and you know he's alive, but his eyes are closed. You see his chest going up and down from breathing, but he's not awake, I guess you'd say. I remember just asking the nurse, I said, I have to hold him. So they came in and moved a bunch of tubes and wires and everything so I could hold him, and it was about the greatest feeling in the world to be able to do that. So it's just very challenging to have to go through something like that and follow advice of others and not let your pride get in the way and say you can do this. And that, it's hard to take a back seat in a situation like that.
We have to be really vigilant with him. He makes a lot of hospital visits. Still has a lot of meds. You know, he has his port that we really have to think about. It is his normal. It's not normal for the normal family, but it is his normal, and it's going to be his life. So I want him to think that it's normal.
The biggest thing that I want is, you know, whatever God's plan is for him, as I hope that Troy can hear for his own self the words remission. And not just hear them, but truly experience it.
I think we always hold this hope that we'll walk in one day and they'll be like, oh, it's a miracle, and he's all healed, and everything's good. Our heads tell us something different, that, you know, he's not having frequent infusions, treatments. They kind of go to a maintenance stage. I mean, they really don't even know what's next.
You've been listening to Callie and Wes Ross, the parents of five-year-old Troy, a normal kid with an extremely rare condition. I'm Tyler Grinna.